November 19th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am who am, the eternal now. In me there is no time or space, only eternity. I call upon the leaders of nations who are distracted by non-issues to focus on the here and now. While you are wasting time on Russian interference in the election, which is over, the enemy is gaining ground in hearts, in the present, to defeat good efforts in moving this nation forward economically, scientifically, and in general security. I call ambitious politicians to acknowledge the good which already has been accomplished by this reigning president. Do not waste energy on undermining his good and honest efforts. Your lack of support behind your government weakens your nation. Be ambitious towards unity, not your own career. I speak here to encourage and to strengthen a nation and all nations to realize their potential to bring good into the world through my protection and provision. Consecrate the heart of this nation and the heart of the world to holy love. Therein lies your peace and security. Therein lies your unity and prosperity. A note is given to read Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 8. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and abundant welfare will they give you. Let not loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.